I have a new favorite commercial. You might have seen it. Young adults approach a porch. There's grandma and grandpa coming out with, what's that, laptops?
At Ally Bank, no branches equals great rates. It's a fact. Kind of like grandkids equals free tech support.
Oh, kids. Oh, look at you. So great to see you. None of this works. Come on in.
As the grandparents hand over a pile of tablets and phones to the kids, Pew Research says smartphone ownership among adults 65 and over has jumped 24% over the last 5 years. And there might be no better time for tech-savvy young relatives to give those adults free tech support than while the turkey is cooking tomorrow. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. He joins us in the studio with some tips. Ben, I so love that ad. I know you saw it, too. It's perfect, isn't it?
Yes, it feels very, very close to home.
Okay, okay. So talk about smartphones, e-readers, tablets.
Yeah.
What are the biggest problems and how do you best help someone?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of problems that happen, Robin, that are relatively small. Maybe it's a setting that you've toggled by mistake or something that's popped up that's an error on your computer. And I wanted to say two things about how you tackle this with a relative. First off, be patient with the person you're helping. I know that sounds obvious, but it's really important.
There's not a lot of patience on Thanksgiving in general.
That's right. Yeah. So, like, sit down, crack a beer, you know, like, take your time with this person you're helping. The other thing that helps a lot when you know how to fix the issue someone is struggling with, especially if it's something as simple as a setting, is to have them change it.
Yeah.
That way, they'll remember it more easily if they face the issue again after you're gone.
That's so important. You don't want to just give them fish. You want to
right.
teach them how to fish and make their fingers actually do it.
Exactly. And there are other things that you can do as well, even after you're gone. For instance, there are a lot of remote desktop clients and apps. So I use one that's in Chrome, the browser. It's Chrome Remote Desktop. And what it allows you to do is connect to any number of computers, but your relative's computer in this case, and help them over the phone.
This is so
if it
great.
Pops up.
This
yeah.
is like when you call Apple, they ask if they can take over your computer, yeah. for instance. You'd be able to do it with a relative. Windows has a remote assistance app. So you'd become pretty much an administrator, just
yeah.
like your relative is.
Just work out your hourly rate ahead of time.
There might be privacy issues, so make sure everybody understands that you can get in. That's
sure.
fantastic. Okay, what if you aren't doing that and you really don't know the answer? You're not
yeah.
a technical whiz. What do you do?
Yeah, so one of the really good things about the time we're living in is that almost any problem you can face with technology, someone else has already faced it and put the answer on the internet. So go back to the internet. First things first, you can just Google it or Bing it. I don't know if anyone says Bing it, but put in some specifics to your search terms, the specific model of the device, for instance, a good description of the problem. If you're getting a specific message, like an error message, put that exact language into your search terms, and you'll get often the exact problem will pop up and answer to that problem. Two resources I also use a lot are YouTube. Any number of problems you can imagine, you can find brief, very simple explaining videos on YouTube. You can also look on Reddit, actually. Reddit has a ton of very specific communities. Often they'll be around a piece of technology or device, and you can find the answer on Reddit.
This is a community kind of message board where
yep.
people can gather together. Okay.
Yep. And lastly, if you're trying to fix a broken screen or some other issue with the hardware itself, there's this great website called iFixit. It's this kind of amazing crowdsourced collection of repair manuals and instructions for tons of devices, and it's made by users and updated by users
okay.
constantly.
So some people are listening and saying, no, the last thing we want at Thanksgiving is technology.
Yeah.
We want that thing that turns everything off. But how can technology maybe bring people together?
You know, I think we're all trying to unplug around the holidays to a certain degree. At least I am. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing that I really love are these HDMI streaming sticks that are popular now. So you've got your Amazon Fire Stick, you have your Google Chromecast, and you also have Roku. All of these options, they're really cheap. They're like $40. You can pick up one on the way home. And you can plug it into your TV and you can stream video and music. And in the case of Chromecast, you can actually project whatever is on your phone onto the TV screen. So
like
if you want to show, yeah, photos, family photos, video of
but
the new
careful.
Babies. Yeah. yeah, of course. You want to be, know what's in your camera roll before right. you do that. And I just love these streaming sticks because they're really easy to use. They're easy to set up. And there's this Arthur C. Clarke adage about sufficiently advanced technology being indistinguishable responsible for magic. I don't know if you've ever heard that phrase, but
it's lovely.
Yeah, and I feel like streaming sticks are kind of that. They kind of hit that bar for me. There are also some apps that you can, you know, there are quiz apps. There's an app called Quiz Up that you can actually play with family members. You can all download the app and kind of play trivia, and that can also be fun.
Look, Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping coming as well. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, is Consumer Reports still the go-to?
I hate to say it, it is. Well, I don't hate to say it. It's like got a long storied history of being, you know, really comprehensive, doing a lot of really, really aggressive testing on products. There are some upstarts of a kind. CNET is one. I use CNET a lot. It's pretty comprehensive as well, and it'll do these kind of roundups. So if you have a relative who's really interested in the smart home, for instance, mm-hmm. you can go to CNET and find a really comprehensive list of different smart home devices. And I'm a big fan of Wirecutter. This is a site that was bought actually in 2016 by the New York Times for over $30 million. It feels like there's this element of curation on Wirecutter that there isn't on these other two examples I've given. And that's kind of nice when you feel sort of overwhelmed, as many of us do, when we're trying to find the gadget for our relative that they're into, but we may not know where to
right.
look for.
And so they curate them for you there.
Yeah.
Wirecutter, now with the, you know, the stamp of the New York Times on it. So there's that. Ben Johnson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.